Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka.
What's up, everybody? I am the sometimes duplicated but never replicated Steve Halepka, joined here tonight by my boys, Swag. What's going on, Swag?
Hola.
That was a bad Steve.
Yeah, the bad version of Steve from last week. Swags, I will say, I was very flattered that you tried to fill in the hosting duties and tried to hop in real quick and give the people a little dose of me, so to speak, as I was off of my travels. So
I wish I planned it better.
It came off okay. I'll give you credit. It came off okay.
Came off.
Two Drinks here with us tonight as well. What's going on, Two Drink?
What up, dude? Nice to have you back.
Glad to be back. And of course we have a very special guest as well.
Jeremy Browand. Hi guys.
The madman himself.
Every week. Every pod that Swags and Two Drinks on, it's just madman every single time. Co-host of the Dynasty Trades HQ pod, part of course of the BFF Network, our boy Shane. What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much. Appreciate you guys having
hey,
me.
Hey, nothing
on.
Much. He's part owner too.
Yeah,
he's a huge part of the scene.
Well, that's why I get invited to our podcast, because I'm like, you better have me on.
We pay homage, basically.
Yeah. He was waving his finger at us. He sends videos out of like, when are you available? And we're like, we're not. And he's like, BS, I'm coming on. And
that's why I like to do it. Because
we're actually recording this at 2 a.m. He woke us all up just to do this.
Yeah.
Hey, he says... He says jump and we say how high. That's just how it goes, I think, right? So, I mean, that's what we got to do. Really, thanks for hopping on, Shane, tonight. Appreciate you, hopping on. And we'd love to chat with you just about, one of the recent episodes you ran with Mark Schofield, talking about, the 2019 quarterback class. So, we'd love to hear what, your thoughts were about that pod and just talk a little bit about what went on.
Well, Mark was... I don't want to curse, but he was fucking excellent, man. not that I didn't think he would be. It's funny though, before you have a guest on, you're like, oh, they're really great, and then you actually
it's funny
them
that
on.
You didn't want to, but you're like,
but he had to.
This needs it. This really needs it. I don't want it, but it has to happen.
I found that if you're going to express yourself, you got to curse because it shows that you care. At least that's what I tell my kids and wife. man, he was really awesome. A couple of people commented on the pod about how great he was, and he really was. He ran through the entire draft class coming in this year, hit on a couple of the guys, the Debbie players, talked about all the big five from last year. And honestly, he even talked a little free agency guys, who might move around, like Foles and Tyrod Taylor. And just it was a good talk, man. Really, really knowledgeable guy. And he's all over the place, like inside the pylon and Pro Football Weekly. And it was just awesome having him on. I feel like I say this about all of our guests, but he's honestly one of the best guests we've had.
But I mean, yeah, definitely a good show, though. And if you're so crazy that you're not over there with Dynasty Trades HQ, you definitely need to check that out. But did
yeah,
it
seriously,
change you're
not listening
your...
to our show. I hate you all.
Yeah, what the heck are you doing here if you're not over there? But did it change your opinion on any of the incoming rookies or anything like that?
Not a real lot. Because it's still the classes to me, Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins, and then Pray for Rain. Unless a landing spot. But interestingly enough, I was just, I think I was reading Jordan McNamara's Analytics of Dynasty tonight too, and it was just talking about draft capital and things like that. If there's a quarterback that goes in the top 10 picks, I'm probably that's a first round guy in a super flex. But right now, I don't see anyone but Murray and Haskins. And he did bring up that there are some issues with Kyler Murray, not just his size and the fact that he's allegedly 5'10 and 170 pounds, which I suspect is closer to 5'8 and 165.
Right.
Hopefully he's bulking up because I'd like to see what he weighs in at the combine. That matters to me more than anything else, really, at the combine. But he did bring up the fact that there are other issues outside of that, technically, but the results are always there.
So you talked about a couple of the resources that you were looking at. Is there anything else that you recommend for Dynasty players to, you know, as a kind of a Bible, so to speak, that you use every single year as a resource when you're getting ready for incoming rookies or Debbie players?
Well, you know, even before that, Debbie players, it's the Debbie Watch.
For sure.
And that just dropped this week. And as soon as it dropped, I'm like, oh, shit, we got to get one of those guys on. What am I doing? We're dropping the ball here. Cause that thing is just, it's
massive.
Loaded.
It's what, like 380 pages or something like that?
Yeah. And then this year they've even expanded it more. I mean, you know, obviously they have Dominator rating and they have like vacated targets and things like that. So you could actually use that for college fantasy football. Which I played for the first time last year, with, Thor from, Roto World.
Nice.
Yeah. And he's a guy, he's another guy. Like I love reading his work every week. Or you should say every time he, you know, he publishes something, because that's a guy that follows college football season long. You know, I listen to Shane Swagger and Finero. Yeah. Rookie Fever.
They're not bad on Rookie Fever. Not too bad.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, fun show.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch. I mean, look, I'm just I love content. So if there's a website that's any good, you best believe that I'm reading it or listening to their podcasts. Like I love UTHs. You know, Chad Parsons, Katie Flower, and Tim Torch. And right now, reading Jordan McNamara's analytics of Dynasty, which is more of an evergreen thing. But it's still something that's good to go back to, because, you know, you start to assume things after playing for so long. And you might be wrong just because, you know, you're making assumptions and things change.
Yeah, sometimes even those things in your head that you know are like... I don't know. You just need those fresh ups in your head to be like, oh yeah, why would I do that? And you know it, but you need to hear it again.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? And sometimes you do need to see that. Oh, okay. I am correct on this. I am right. You know, my thoughts on this were right. It's not just, I was thinking crazy or, you know, I just made this up in my mind. And then, you know, luckily I get to edit for us for Dynasty Football Factory. So I get to read a good percentage of the articles before they even publish. And I find that always helpful. So luckily for me, I've gotten to, you know, write up a bunch of, or I should say edit a lot.
Good to see all those other opinions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really quick before we get over to GT Bets and then into some of these interview questions that, so to speak, we're going to throw at you some simple startup stuff. What is the easiest, best way for me to go get the Debbie Watch right now?
There's a link on our site, I believe, right?
Yep. Yep.
Probably. Or, you know what, if you just go to DFF underscore Debbie, is that correct?
I think you can go there. You can, yeah, there's a couple links out on Twitter, but definitely just go to dynastyfootballfactory.com and you can find it there. It's pretty easy to find if you just use even just the proper search words. It's out there. I figured it out. I have one. It's huge. It's excellent. So you can do it.
If you follow anyone that plays fantasy football, or is especially in the Debbie players right now, they've tweeted about it, about how excellent it is, because it is stellar.
Yep. Or, I mean, honestly, just holler at any of us on Twitter and we'll get you what you need to get that. So
yeah, we're going to give those hands out. Yeah, I'll print one out for you and bring it over.
There you go. I'm doing that. Twitter, I'm getting another one now.
Get two. Yeah, might as well.
Get seven.
As I said, there you go. Multiples are always a good thing.
Just download them all. Yeah, download them all to specific devices. Don't use the cloud, because that's a waste of time. You know, buy one for your phone, for your tablet, whatever.
But yeah, speaking of Twitter, I mean, we didn't hit up Twitter handles to start off. So Shane, where can the folks find you on Twitter?
Oh, I'm at DFF underscore Shane, S-H-A-N-E. Or if you'd like, you could also just look up data don't score points.
That's what I'm going to call you the rest of the show, just data don't score points.
Yeah. And trust me, that is most assuredly tongue in cheek. I stole that from a troll. I have nothing against analytics and I love analytics.
Swags, where can the folks find you?
I am at DFF underscore swag.
To drink.
At FL to drink minimum and at Superflex Pod.
Awesome. And I am at The Real Halupka and at Superflex Trades. But yeah, as Swags was saying, we'll chat with Shane about some startup questions and some other Dynasty talk. But before we do that, let's go over to GT Bets.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Superflex in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. gtbets.eu, it's game time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely hit up gtbets.eu. Use that promo code Superflex. They are still have every sport under the sun that you can even think of, even though football season is over. Well, NFL football season is over. They still have AAF. They still have everything else, college basketball, anything else you could want. So now let's talk to Shane about a couple of startup questions here. Obviously, there are a bunch of startup leagues happening right now, and we'll slant it towards a Superflex slant, of course, being on the Superflex.
Well, I think that Shane is pretty like adamant about that being the way. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I definitely. I don't even really enjoy one quarterback leagues anymore.
Mm-hmm. And it's so vanilla now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, look, if that's your thing, fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever floats your boat. Like, I don't like IDP. People mm-hmm. like that, whatever, play it, good for you. Just it's not for me anymore. And I actually quit like six leagues as soon as the season ended, like that night. Like, hey, guys, it's not you, it's me. You know, my taste is changing. I'm becoming more adventurous. Mm-hmm. I don't like the monogamy of one quarterback, and just it hadn't up and left him. So yeah, super flex or die, baby.
Love nice. It, love it, awesome. So we'll start with at the end of a startup, how many quarterbacks do you like to leave that startup draft with?
I mean, if I have less than three, something's gone awful. Three or less, I should say. Well, shit, three. If I have just three, there's problems. My perfect world, I want at least four with. Two of them being fairly high-end starters, one of them being probably a Joe Flacco type, and then one of them a backup to one of my starters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, who's a good backup to go? Like, who do you want to handcuff the most then, now that you mentioned that?
Well, you know, it would have been Carson Wentz, but Nick Foles is going to be on the move.
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm drafting right now, and I haven't gotten anyone's backups, but I guess Ryan Fitzpatrick is still down in Tampa, right?
As of now, yeah.
For right now, yep.
Yeah, so him.
So Josh grab McCown. Ryan Griffin.
Yeah, and Josh McCown's never dying, right? So,
John Darnold.
Yeah. Right now, whoever's going to back up Lamar Jackson, just because whoever it is going to be the exact same scheme fit, you know, after they got rid of Flacco.
So do you think that's going to be RG3 or the rumors of somebody like Tyrod Taylor or something like that?
You know... For fantasy purposes, I guess I want it to be RG3 because I want Tyrod Taylor out there mm-hmm. In the player pool in a starting gig because I still think he can be, you know, maybe not obviously a QB1, but a mid QB2.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's backing up Lamar Jackson, then I don't want to have to hope that Lamar Jackson gets hurt to be able to use Tyrod Taylor.
Well, you don't have to hope. That's just going to happen. But but so then Tyrod Taylor to somewhere like Washington.
Yeah, you know, Tyrod there would be awesome because they need a quarterback. The only problem is they have no offensive weapons to speak of right now. Jamison Crowder's a free agent. Darius Geis, okay. You know, he should be a nice running back, but they don't really have that. A stud wide receiver to throw to. I loved Crowder, mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, they didn't utilize him last year. I blame Alex Smith for most things, so I'm guessing that.
Yeah, I'd agree with that one for sure.
Yeah, he reverted back to, the worst version. Who was he first with San Francisco? Yeah,
the pre-Harbaugh Alex Smith. Yeah,
he reverted to the San Francisco Alex Smith, where everybody's like, mm-hmm. this guy's an absolute bust and he's useless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point there. I mean, I think there's going to be a couple of these stopgap quarterbacks. I mean, you talked about Tyrod potentially in Washington. But do you think a guy like Foles finds a long-term starting gig, or do you think he's a stopgap also for somewhere like Jacksonville? Or do you think he's more of a long-term solution there?
He's a stopgap. I mean, he's already 30, 31 years old. Jacksonville could be a really good situation for him, assuming that that line gets healthy. You know, with Fournette there, who I'm not particularly fond of, but is a good running back behind when the line is strong. And I do like Dede Westbrook and not Keelan Cole so much, but they got Marquise Lee coming back, DJ Chark, and even Keelan Cole is your, you know, fourth wide receiver. They don't have any tight ends to speak of. Outside of Jacksonville, though, I mean, you know, I would have, Denver would have been a nice spot for him, I think. Foles, it's hard to know what Foles is, you know, because I've seen him through the 27-2 season. And I've seen him when he regressed a little bit with the Eagles. And then obviously everybody saw him flame out with Jeff Fisher. And then you saw him carry the Eagles to a Super Bowl and almost get them into the, you know, third round of the playoffs last year, if not for an Alshon Jeffries drop. He looks, he, you know, John DeFilippo is down in Jacksonville. So that'd be a good spot for him because he knows what works for Foles. Foles is good with getting the ball out really quick. It's actually funny, but Wentz is actually better at everything that people say Foles is better at. But, you know, he's still, you know, last year and the year before, he's very good. So I think he can at least be a starter for 2-3 years.
Okay. I'm sure, Two Drink, you feel a lot better with that now after our trade went down.
Sure.
Two or three years?
Yeah, if I could get that for sure, I'll take it. When I traded for Foles, 2021st and John Ross. I need a quarterback in that league bad.
Well, John Ross is... I mean, it's
like my 18th receiver on that team.
Yeah, speculative.
We can go ahead and call John Ross a bust at this point, right? I know it's only his, what, going into his third year.
Breakout season.
Okay. I just don't see it there. Not with Tyler Boyd emerging and AJ Green still there. I mean, I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. Wouldn't be the last time. It wouldn't be the first time tonight.
I like John Ross in best ball. If he can stay healthy, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And even there, I mean, the guy's almost fucking useless, except for, you know, scored a touchdown last year.
I think the hope is, you know, the speed finally shows up. He can be on the, stay on the field is a big thing.
The problem with Ross is it's not like a new thing. I mean, this guy's been injured going back to his college days and got injured running the 40. So, I mean, it's just kind of what he does.
Right, right. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, totally speculative, but yeah, Two Drink. I think if you can get 2 of the 3 starting years out of Foles, man, that's not too bad. That's not looking too bad now.
For sure.
I might give you a first for Foles.
What's that?
I might give you a first for Foles.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
Can Superflex, you know, quarterbacks are fucking worth their weight in gold, you know? So if you got a starter, even a low end starter, most of the time, it's better than not having it because you know what it's like when you got to roll out a running back or a wide receiver in that spot. And it's typically not like you're putting Todd Gurley in that spot, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You're choosing between Ryan Tannehill and, I don't know, say Frank Gore. It's like, oh my God, I wish I was dead.
Just thinking on my Dolphins. Appreciate it.
Look, I was trying to think of a mediocre quarterback, a less than mediocre quarterback, and a less than mediocre wide receiver.
Well done.
Excuse me. Right? Fit the criteria.
Yeah. Job well done. Appreciate it. I'm going to drink for that. You guys suck.
So speaking about trades and trading quarterbacks, so typically if you're trading a starting quarterback in the Superflex League, are you 100% all the time getting one back? I mean, would you have not done that Foles deal because I didn't receive a quarterback back in that trade?
No, I'm good with it. I mean, I'm assuming you have obviously two strong starters, right?
I've got Luck and Brady. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, you know what? Who's your other quarterback after that?
Oh, gosh. I got to look. Okay. I'll look it up.
Well, then you should. Well, here's the problem, though. If he had a quarterback that was any good, he wouldn't be trading for Foles.
Exactly.
Because Foles is a lower end quarterback. So I'm sure his.
I was starting Eli and Phillip Rivers.
Well, so you got Phillip Rivers.
Right.
Yeah. And then Eli, who is just trash and should retire. But yeah, I mean, you could
I'm going to get another season out of it.
Yeah. Okay. You could have asked for a quarterback back. It's just that it sounds like he would have given you a practice squad guy.
Exactly. It would have been trash. Yeah. I mean, I've got Tannehill and Fitzpatrick on my bench right now with some other utter trash.
I don't want to go below 3 or 4. Starters,
right.
And if I have that third one and you're going to pry him for me, you have to pay more than like market value to make that happen just because I don't like the position it puts my team in afterwards. And if you don't want to do it, like you got to go somewhere else. I'm not, you came to me for a quarterback. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, you know what sucks though is not having, I mean, your other quarterback being Brady, because he's, what, 41, 42,
41.
42, yep. Whatever. But Jesus Christ, the guy won't die. No. You know, like it's plausible to think you're going to get another three seasons out of him, which yep. in Dynasty, I mean, as much as we like to pretend it's a 10-year game, it's really 2-3-year windows. So, yeah, I understand the trade. Look, you could get a younger quarterback with a first. I don't know how early that first is.
We'll see, because Two Drink won the league last year, sneaking into the playoffs. So we'll see how what happens next year.
I got hot.
You did. You got on fire, man. You did. Won the whole damn thing. But yeah, I think it's interesting when you talk about some older players too. Like, I feel like I can't move Brady. Brady is not going to go anywhere for my team just because his value is nowhere near where it needs to be for me to want to move him. So, I mean, for players like that, the older players in the league, are you selling them off for pieces, or are you kind of holding and hoping and praying they continue with their form?
I hate having guys die on my roster, but if the choice is basically sell for nothing, which is basically the case with a lot of the older guys, or just hold on them and hope that they can win, you know, I'll hold on them. And especially in the offseason, you shouldn't be trading veterans because you're never going to get retail value for them because, well, you know, no one wants veterans in the offseason. We all want those rookie picks because every one of those rookie picks is going to hit, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Clearly. Yeah. So speaking about, you know, those rookie picks versus the veterans, are you more of a Baker Mayfield guy or are you more of an Aaron Rodgers guy? Is age factor for you in the equation that much, or are you sticking with the proven commodity?
I'll tell you what, if Aaron Rodgers was 30, give me Aaron Rodgers. But the man's 35. Everybody forgets that he sat the first decade of his career waiting for Brett Favre to just go away. Mm-hmm. But as is right now, give me Baker, man. I don't know that Baker's that far removed from Aaron Rodgers anyway. And then you give me a decade, difference between them. And, you know, I did say that most dynasties we play 2-3-year windows. Well, Aaron Rodgers should be retired in 2 to 3 years. Brady's an outlier. I don't know that this and Breeze. I can't believe this is the new normal where quarterbacks are going to be playing until they're 42.
Right. Especially with all the injuries Rodgers had too. I mean, geez, every year it's something. He's either separated shoulder or the ankle or whatever the hell it is. He's always getting beat up. I mean, it's just the way he plays. But
yeah, and Baker's just sublime, man. I mean, you
what
saw
if him. I give you Rodgers in a second
for who Baker?
Yeah.
No. Go away.
Rodgers.
You'd have to give me. And no one would make this trade, but you'd have to give me Rodgers and 106. And no one's going to make that trade.
No.
I might do that with the 2019. I mean, can I get a second back?
Yeah, seconds don't hit. I mean,
can I get one back? Right, you give me one back?
A second?
Yep. Yeah, sure. So I'll give you the 106 and Rodgers, and you give me Baker in a second?
No, I don't want to do that. I want Baker. No, I still want Baker.
I should have hit accept. I got carried away. I lost
you did,
Baker.
You lost Baker. That's part of the push and the pull with the trades. You know what I mean? You got to be like, oh, is this enough? Should I push for more? Is he going to pull back? Oh. Yep.
Exactly. If I say I want this, is it done deal? And he walks, and then you're like, wait, okay, I'll do yours. And then you look like a little bitch.
And well, if that's the case, I'm actually going to
ask for more. Yeah. So that being said, I mean, about Baker, where do you have him right now in like your top five? What right now are your top five dynasty quarterbacks? We're going to assume Mahomes is one.
Yeah, I haven't done rankings in a while, which is that we shouldn't talk about that because I'm a ranker on the site. But they're seriously outdated. You know, I think I don't feel like looking it up, but I definitely had Mahomes in my top 10 going into last year with a kid only playing, you know, one game. So as much as it pains me not to put Wentz at one, you got to put Mahomes. I mean, just, and it wasn't just that the offense was, you know, bombs away. And it wasn't just that the skill players were really good around them. It's, you know, if you watch the games, a lot of why the skill players were really good around them was because of how just the dude's like a wizard on the football field. You throw from any angle, any platform, you know, those sidearm throws he makes, he's making sidearm throws where he's still leading the receiver somehow. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's got to be one. Wentz and Baker are probably fighting it out for 2 and 3, I think. Aaron Rodgers, for me, I mean, he falls down the list because being 35.
Okay. Would you move a guy like Andrew Luck above him? right now?
Yeah, yeah. Luck's still, I believe, under 30.
I think he's 29.
Yeah, so apparently in the new age, he's still got six more years before he's even, you know, A-Rod's age.
Right, right. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm a Luck fanboy, so I like that. You have.
I think I would go Mahomes, Watson, Baker, Rodgers, Goff.
Mm.
Really? Goff that high? Interesting.
Yeah, that's too high for Goff for me. I think we saw that Goff is he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's in that Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson.
Well, it's kind of the I agree with that, definitely.
But offense and weapons, I think, keeps him close.
I think
enough.
He's the tier below. But Rodgers' age doesn't scare me enough to take him out of the top five, that's for sure.
So what's the rest of your top five then, Swags?
That was it. Mahomes, Watson, Baker, Rodgers, and Goff. And I get the concern on Goff, but
yeah.
But I think I'd have Watson.
Goff over Wentz?
I have to, bro. Until Wentz plays a whole season. Like, I mean,
a couple games at least in a row.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not the ability to play, but the ability to stay on the field.
He did play his full rookie season.
Same reason I don't have Luck in my top five.
Oh, that was 3 years ago now.
Oh, okay.
Same reason you don't see Luck in my top five. Like, man, I don't know. Rodgers might outplay Luck for the next 5 years. You never know.
Could happen. Two drink. Who's the rest of your top five, man?
Quarterbacks. I still have Rodgers at two. I won't move him away from there. I think we see a bounce back. So I have Mahomes, Rodgers, Watson, Russell Wilson, and Mayfield at five.
Oh, there's some Russ in there.
Yeah, the only problem with Russ is, you know, being stuck in that offense where they don't want to let him throw the ball for whatever reason.
Right. And he's still crazy efficient. Yeah. So, like, he's less than 20 passes sometimes in these games, and he still finishes as a top five quarterback on the season. So, if those numbers improve at least a little bit, can I get him to 25? That's stupid. I'm asking for that low of numbers, and it's still going to increase where he finishes. God forbid we give him 30, 35 throws in a game. Like, holy crap. Maybe an offensive line that isn't made out of basketball players would help this guy.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I truly don't, but whatever. I'm not a head coach, and I never will be, I don't think.
You played linebacker and power forward. You're going to make a perfect offensive tackle. Like, what?
I will say, Dwayne Brown was not terrible. Dwayne Brown was okay for Seattle, but the rest of them. Yeah, man. So I would say let's move now to a game called Run Swag's Team. First time we're playing it. Should be pretty fun. Possibly the last time we're playing it. But so we're trading Patrick Mahomes for Two Drink and myself, the number one overall player in Superflex leagues. All right, so
who's your number one, Shane?
Yeah, who's your number one overall player in Superflex?
Mahomes or Barkley?
Barkley.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, but just so you know, in a startup, I'm not getting either. So it's on
the back.
Yeah, it's a phantom ranking because it's never going to be put to the test.
You, me, and Jeremy can run the show next week, and we'll just talk about why Barkley should be over Mahomes.
Okay, that works for me.
Do a show swap. We'll go hang out with Sipes. I like it.
All right.
Yeah. That worked, Trey. There you go. Swap it up. All right. So option one is Patrick Mahomes. We've got five other options of potential trades here for what you could get back for Patrick Mahomes. So I'll run through them real quick, and then we'll go around the horn. If anyone likes the deals,
I'm just going to stay out of this. I want to hear your guys' sides.
Yeah. Swags, is this the team that Madman, you're saying Madman ruined because he made all the picks and now we're going to have Shane fix it? Is that what you're going to do?
I didn't really. He didn't make any of my picks.
No, I know.
But I see your take now. I should have went with that. Yeah.
Way to ruin it.
I'm just a little edit slow. That
Good work, Jeremy. I got to come clean up your shit behind you.
There you go. All right. So first trade option is Josh Allen and Darius Geis.
No.
Straight up hard pass.
Something thrown at you.
All right, next one's in a tight end premium league. Baker Mayfield, the 1.02, and Mark Andrews.
Is that 2 points per reception?
I'm guessing it's 1.5, Swag.
Yeah, I think it's 1.5.
1.5.
I need a different tight end, like a good
one.
I like Mark Andrews, though. I think he's going to be really good.
I like Mark Andrews, too.
1-2, huh? Man, I hate to be this guy, but I kind of want to see what the rest of my team looks like because I think Baker could be in that Patrick Mahomes tier in another year or so.
I mean, you've got Mahomes, Goff, Mariota, Flacco. you've got one more starter, and then you've got like Mason Rudolph and Jeff Driskel and Tyrod Taylor too. Stack the hell out of quarterbacks, dude. I mean, I draft quarterbacks. That's what I'm there to do.
Good for you. I got to think about that one. That one's close for me. I feel like you can get more for Mahomes, though, if you're trading him away. So definitely you'd have to step up that Mark Andrews, because I like him, but he's not a first-round pick right now.
And that's Jeremy, your boys. You know how high Jeremy is on Baker, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Baker, and I like it. It's hard to argue, but I mean, he's got him a lot higher than consensus. We'll say that.
Yeah.
I like Baker a lot. Baker, Wentz, and Mahomes, I think, are going to be, and Watson, you throw them in there. I think those four are going to be battling it out for the QB one seasons over the next, you know, 5 or 6 years with, you know, some of these rookies coming in too sprinkled in, but it's a really good group of quarterbacks.
And now, so you don't believe in the way Josh Allen ended his season? I'm not saying for the number one, like, overall quarterback, but a top eight?
Who was that? I'm sorry, Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Josh Allen, yep.
No, I like Josh Allen. It's just I don't think he's ever going to reach that level, those heights. I don't think he's ever going to be a consistent enough passer for it. The rushing ability is great. It is. And his rushes aren't like Lamar Jackson's, where, you know, it's designed and the defense knows it, so they're going to murder him. But I could see him getting to the point where he's like 270 a game with like 40 yards rushing, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that Baker, Wentz, and Mahomes are guys, and Deshaun are guys that I think every week can hit 300 easy. If they throw for four touchdowns, I'm not shocked.
And you're a wide receiver guy. So that's the problem with the Josh Allen trade too, right? Like, you're getting Geis instead of like Juju.
Yeah, you throw Juju in there, and I still don't do the trade. Closer. It's a lot closer. I do love Juju, though.
Okay.
Like, there's still some stink on Allen and Buffalo. Like, on that value, it's just never going to be worth kind of what those top-tier guys are.
Well, I am going to go try to buy Josh Allen after this. I don't think I can, though. And I don't think mind the that people at all. That own him are pretty high on
hip
him.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah, I own him in a more than a few different leagues, because after I saw basically the hatred that the kid was getting last year, I was like, well, look, this guy's still a top, 15 pick. I think he was 11th or 7th, whatever he was. I said, you know, that the odds are everyone else is wrong and he's going to hit. I mean, I understand that there's issues with him, but whatever, you know, I'll take him in the second round of super flex drafts is where he fell, which is ridiculous.
Nice value.
What a value. Definitely.
So if we move that third option instead of Mark Andrews, what if it's O.J. Howard? Does that move the needle for you at all?
Oh, so now we're talking about O.J. Howard, the 1-2, and Baker?
And Baker.
Yeah, I'm taking that.
I would do that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel
no worries. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you've got Baker, who, like I said, I believe is going to be in that Patrick Mahomes tier. Mm-hmm. They do need a legitimate wide receiver one. No disrespect to Jarvis Landry.
They've got Callaway.
They do have Callaway, who I like, and Jeremy actually thinks he will be a wide receiver one. I don't know. I think he's a good receiver. And Joku there. Just give me one more wide receiver, man. Like, if Hakeem Butler goes there.
Rashard Pearman. Somebody like that, maybe.
Look, maybe N'Keal Harry goes there. I don't know. He's a wide receiver class. You get someone like that, and it's going to be hard. And especially with Todd Monken being down there and Freddie Kitchens, you saw what he did under Kitchens after Hugh Jackson was relinquished and vanquished.
It's a good way to put it, vanquished. I like that term for it. Yeah. So next option, Sam Darnold and Joe Mixon.
Nah, Darnold, not enough.
Okay.
Can I get Baker and Joe Mixon?
We would need a three-way trade to get that done.
That's fine.
To drink, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I'm going to keep Mahomes.
Fair enough.
I don't like Mixon as much as Swags does. I don't hate him, but yeah, I'm definitely need a better piece either on the quarterback or running back.
Okay. Next option, Zeke and Dak. The Cowboys dynamic duo. What do you think, Shane?
Damn, I hate Zeke.
that's tough.
Yeah, the problem with Zeke is man, he's got a lot of carries on him.
Tons of carries.
Four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Dak's not enough for me to give up that worry. And plus, I'm still scared that Zeke is going to do something bad off the field, which, you know, I probably shouldn't, because it's been, what, 2 years since he's hit anyone or broke anyone's face. Oh, wait, that was last summer. That was 2 summers ago. He broke his face. Yeah, because it was before he got suspended. And I shouldn't base this and don't do this when you play fantasy football, but looking at the guy, he looks like an asshole.
belly shirts, yeah. I see it. Yeah.
He just looks like
he has a look to him.
So, yeah. Eagles fan.
Well, no. I mean, just is it, look, I'm not particularly fond of the Steelers, but like if I ever met Juju, I'd probably hug the kid and ask him if I could adopt him because, you know, he's just one of those people, you know, that you're like, this is a good person based off nothing. You know, I don't really know you, but I look at Zeke and I'm like, oh, he's probably going to hurt someone.
But I mean, arguably, so far off all of these players mentioned in any of these potential deals, Zeke is the closest in ADP to Mahomes.
Is he? I think I didn't look at ADP. I don't know where, what's his face is.
Like startup Baker's value, we'll say startup value. Like if that's around where he's going, he's probably off the board within 5 or 6 picks and Mahomes going 1 or 2.
Where's Baker going?
Probably like round 2 or 3, depending if you're not in a draft with Jeremy, you can probably get him in the 3rd, maybe late 2nd.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. That's where trading back would be fine with, for me. I'd trade absolutely back, get me some Baker, and I'd pick up not Zeke, but a running back that I'm not afraid is going to go to prison at some point. Yeah. Like Dalvin Cook, you know what I mean? And
yes.
Yeah, Joe Mixon, I know he had one issue, but I'd still take him, not straight up over Zeke, but you know what I mean.
Okay. Drink.
What about Baker and Chubb? Would you do Baker and Chubb for Mahomes?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that. I went through the Chubb panic last week.
Well, you can talk about that on another show.
My wife was very concerned. No, yeah, I sold low on Chubb in one league as soon as they signed Hunt. But since then, I've bounced back. I won them in an auction. I trade it for them, and I drafted them. Yeah, so, yeah, I'll do that all day.
Nice. Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
All right, last option here. Carson Wentz, your boy, Shane, and Tyler Boyd.
Do this, but the value of it, again, as the Mahomes owner, I should be able to get back more, even though I think Wentz is – Just as good as Mahomes, I'll flat out say it. I know that Mahomes is the greatest thing that's ever happened to football, just like Wentz was the season before. Just because of the value I could get, man. If they throw in a first-round pick, though, I'd do that. Just so I wouldn't have to hear the cat calls from the rest of the league.
All right.
I'm not a big Tyler Boyd guy either on that one, to be honest with you.
Yeah, these are two guys I like a lot less than most. So that's an easy pass. Get out of here.
Okay, so swap Carson or swap Tyler Boyd for AJ Green.
I like AJ Green more than most, even off the injury.
That's for fine.
I'm all about trying to buy AJ Green. I don't think in this deal though, but I'll spend some firsts on AJ Green or a first that buy low price on a foot injury.
The Baker deal is the only one that's come close to me, and I still want to change some pieces. I'm not moving Mahomes. I don't need to do it. Not right now.
And if I do move Mahomes, he is one quarterback that I absolutely do need a quarterback back with, or I'm not interested in the deal unless it's Barkley.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Yeah. Is that a definite yes then, Shane, if it moves from Wentz and Boyd to Wentz and AJ?
For me?
For
either Shane.
From another
Shane. Any Shane. Just any Manila. Shane. And
all of this
for data don't score for points.
Data. For data. Yeah.
I'm gonna say no. Can I get Carson Wentz and Joe Mixon?
Yeah, ooh, yeah, right. Sure. You can have whatever you want.
It's your trade though, yeah, if you want it, man.
No.
Yep, accept
Carson Wentz and Joe Mixon. I'll do that. Easy. Smash.
Accepted. Right. I just got Mahomes from you.
Nice. So I'm just with you.
So I was real happy. All right. So next, before we talk about our Superflex trade, which I'm sure Shane will be real happy about as we head into our trade segment, let's talk about the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
One of the best things we do, the Scouting Academy. I think, what are we up to, 30 people now that we place that have been placed with the Scouting Academy in the NFL? It's amazing just the number of people that utilize this curriculum, go through and actually get real NFL jobs. So if you're serious about trying to become a scout, definitely check out the Scouting Academy. It's super cool. So now to our Superflex trade segment. This is the segment where Two Drink tries to screw me up with Twitter handles. So first couple are pretty easy, just looking through.
He's got some love for all of us here and there and here, I think.
And I had to be nice to you, Steve, coming back. So they're not too bad.
That, man. I appreciate that. The Italian ones I know I'm like pretty good with, so those aren't too bad. But yeah, you get some funky ones in here every once in a while. All right, for the first one, from @Joseph_Soto86, 10-team half-point PPR league, David Johnson or Sammy Watkins, the 1.07, a 2020 first and 2020 second. Start with our guest, Shane, or Data.
That's a lot of stuff. Man, I love Sammy. And the 1.07, it's a 10-team, though, and a 2020 first. Yeah, I'm taking it. I'm taking it. I'm going to take it. Give me Sammy and the two first and a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Swags?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the side I'm on of this. Yep.
Yep. Same thing for you, Two Drinks. I know you love Sammy also.
For sure.
I'm not a David Johnson guy, though. This is an easy trade for me. I would recommend that you don't even make this trade, drop the players, add two teams to your league, and have some kind of dispersal draft.
Here's the thing, I was thinking about this the other day because all I think about is fantasy football, frankly. And I started feeling bad. Like, I used to try to shame people about playing in like 10 team leagues. And now I'm just like, who gives a fuck? As long as they're having fun, you know?
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Yeah. The only thing with 10 team leagues is, typically you want the best piece. Typically in most trades, you want the best player, but especially so in 10 team leagues. David Johnson is the best player in that trade, but with the two picks and what Sammy Watkins could still be, I like that side.
We'll make it unanimous. I'll take the Watkins side. DJ, I do have a bit of concern, but not as much as Swags currently has, where he thinks Chase Edmonds will end up being the starter probably by halfway through this year. But
I think Chase Edmonds will have a big role in the downfall of David Johnson. And I'm happy. If you sent me this trade straight up to Sammy and David Johnson, I might still take Sammy. And I'm not even the Sammy guy of the group. So to get those extra pieces, I'm just ecstatic.
You should edit that part out so people don't hear it.
Because David Johnson helped you so much the last couple of years.
David Johnson wins this poll, which is why I brought it up, because it seemed crazy to me. And I was like, it's got to be the 10 team and the running back thing, but no chance. Sammy and the two first, easy.
Yep. Next one from @Trader_Duck, 12-team full PPR, Christian Kirk and Matt Breida, or a 2020 first. 3.06 and 4.07 in 2019. We'll start with Swags on this one.
Oh, man. Well, I want the 2021st. I think that's what this comes down to, is Kirk in the 2021st. And I was offered Kirk the other day for a 2021st, and we worked out another deal, and I still got Kirk. But I'm hoarding my first in 2020. Maybe it's an awful idea, but it sounds fun today.
Okay. Shane.
And I like Christian Kirk. Matt Breida doesn't really move the needle for me, and clearly who cares about their start of fourth rounders.
I like Christian Kirk too. I do.
He's got a second round rookie draft ADP last year. Yeah, give me the 2021st.
All right, Two Drink.
Yeah, you guys know I don't like Kirk, so it's easily the pick here. Are you just, if you're taking Kirk's side, are you hoping that his value increases so much that it's worth more than that 21st by itself? That's the only play there. Are you just, you need a wide receiver bad? I don't see why you do this deal.
I'm thinking you
need a wide receiver.
Like I do that, yeah, that he could be a wide receiver too. Maybe not high end, maybe a low end wide receiver too. But that 2020 pick is going to be worth so much because people have been talking about that 2020 class for the last, it feels like, two seasons. Mm-hmm. So it's just worth so much.
And some people just don't care about picks. I mean, even like you said about the 10-team league up there, some people just don't care about picks. They want it now. They want to get their guy, and maybe this is his opportunity. But I am on that pick side of it.
Yeah, and that pick, I mean, that value is going to just keep climbing.
Yep.
The more we hear about this 2020 guys,
you can some get of them won't better than Kirk in just the wide receiver with a trade next year during the 2020 draft. Somebody will give you a decent wide receiver for that first.
Right.
Yep.
Give me AJ Green.
We'll make you an could be. Yeah, at that point. Could definitely be. Next one from at.
Hold on.
Two drink. Oh. What's the poll? What's the poll say?
So close.
I stopped myself.
Christian Kirk and Matt Breida win 62%.
Interesting. Okay. People must think Breida has lots of value.
And you guys shouldn't like Kirk that much. Stop doing it.
All right. Next one from at Grin and Barrett. No league settings here, so I'm going to ask this thing twice. I'm going to ask it for the 12-team PPR league, and then I'm going to ask it as a Superflex question.
Oh, no, it's Superflex PPR, sorry.
Good ring. So Superflex PPR, 12-team, 10-team, doesn't matter. I don't think it matters.
I do not have that.
We'll call it 12-team Superflex PPR. Aaron Rodgers and Sony Michel or Christian McCaffrey? We'll start with two drink.
I'm going to keep Rodgers and Sony Michel. I get McCaffrey as the higher valuable piece here. But to me in Superflex, Rodgers is fairly close to him. So give me Sony as almost a bonus, and it's kind of easy for me. But I doubt that's where the rest are going.
Shane,
go ahead. Sorry.
With Shane,
data.
We talked about this trade last night too on I forget where I was. The third show. Yeah, I've done like three shows this week, which is a lot for me because not that many people really like me. But
no, you're like the hot chick that's hard to approach.
Yeah, that's what it is. We talked about this last night. Like, I could see Aaron Rodgers. Like, I could see taking the CMC side. I just feel like you shouldn't have to throw in Sony Michel as well.
Right.
But I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and just assume that your team's fucking stacked. So you're just like, I want Christian McCaffrey. That's the only way this makes sense to me.
So that's the other part. The team also has Mahomes and Baker on their squad. So Rodgers is probably their quarterback three in their minds. And they're sitting on the bench not getting them points is kind of how this comes across as you read more into it.
Yeah, and I get that. But damn, man, it's still Aaron Rodgers. And as much as I said, you know, yeah. He's not top five for me. He's a top five for a lot of people, and he's still going to play at least 2 to 3 more years. So you shouldn't have to throw in Sony Michel.
Yeah, I agree with Shane. Like it's nice. Like if you have a team that's so stacked that you have money to spend like that to where you can go get your guy in McCaffrey. If you are that lucky, that's awesome. So I get your team situation, but like, really, I want the Aaron Rodgers and Sony side. And if you like to make trades, like you should get at least something back with McCaffrey to get that done.
Yep. Yep. Totally agree.
And you know what? You're wasting. And when you make a trade like that, you're wasting assets. You're, mm-hmm. you know, you want to get them off your bench or whatever. Fine. But don't just throw in a Sony Michel who, you know what I mean? Like he's right. Freaking Frank Gore.
Yep.
You made that other team instantly better by doing that trade.
Yeah.
And more competitive. So they have a top five potential quarterback in a super flex league and a potentially low end running back.
Somebody like Philip Lindsay or something like that that right. people shouldn't believe in anyway.
Josh Adams. Let's pick on the Eagles for a minute. Jesus.
All right.
Another Frank Gore comment.
I'm sorry. Frank Gore is just on my mind for no particular reason. But yeah, we can definitely make Josh Adams a stand-in for a throw-in.
Frank Gore.
Yeah. I mean, the difference between the two is Frank
Gore. I'll take Frank Gore.
Has some value.
Oh, man.
All right. Next one from at Midwest Fantasy F. Do we have league settings for this one, too?
CMC won that last one, by the way.
Did he really?
Since you didn't let me do it again.
I know. I screwed up again. I was so excited about this next trade because there's a ton of pieces moving here. So.
Oh, Jesus. I got to get a pen.
Yeah, get something written down. Do we have the league settings for this 1-2 drink?
Superflex.
Superflex. All right. Currently sitting on the 1.01 to 1.04. So they've got the first four picks in the upcoming 2019.
Holy cow. Round.
Andrew Luck, James Washington, and the 1.09, or Jameis Winston, Leonard Fournette, and Alshon. We'll start with data on this one.
I got to read this over again.
All right. Luck, James Washington. 1.09 or
man, oh man,
crab so legs, Fournette, Alshon.
Well, I hate Fournette.
It's Fournette.
I like Alshon, but James Washington is about to be the number two receiver in Pittsburgh's offense, which is usually good for, what, 70 and 900? And I love Alshon, but he hasn't done that in Philly. I'm taking Andrew Luck's side. And he's way, way above. If I had rankings, he'd be way above Jameis Winston.
Yes. Two drink.
Yeah, I'm going to go that side, too. I have Luck and Winston probably a little closer than Shane does, it sounds like. But I love the idea of James Washington moving forward. He was one of my guys and then got buried there. But the 109-2, is that – what's Alshon worth? Like, if you broke it down kind of individually, Alshon or the 109, like, how much higher does that pick need to be? Or is that close?
I think that's close, very close. I think Alshon's 1.8 to 1.12 range, depending on who you're dealing with.
I'll take the Luck side.
Okay. I mean, Swag. I think that, hate Luck. Like, so
Swags won't give up the running back.
This is such a tough trade. Like,
and you know, he hates
there's
Luck,
there's
too,
some so. Definitely like bait in this for
this
me. And
more
then
for him. Yeah.
I'm trying not to be stubborn on it either. But I mean, you look at Fournette and Alshon, and I think you're definitely buying low here. And you look at James Washington and you're buying high on everything that Shane just said. And I know we all agree with, so I'm not going to dispute that. But you are buying high on
plus what we are going to
we are buying high on what we are imagining right. with James Washington. I think Fournette's going to be better than we think. Like, I think I would
do it.
I couldn't rank Winston over Luck, but I'm happy to pass Luck by and get Winston later and think that he'll be airing it out a lot this year to Mike Evans, man. I'll take Winston, Fournette, and Alshon and be happy with that. I don't think I would give you Alshon for that 109 this year. I wouldn't give you a Fournette for James Washington, and I'm happy with Winston. My team's really looking nice compared to you guys.
If that's a 20,
it doesn't actually. Nope. I'm gonna. This looks like a really solid trade that I think like could. It changes my team. If I needed a running back, I get Fournette. I'll take a 2021st ever Fournette, but I think this puts my team in a really decent situation right now. But I think I believe in Fournette more than you guys, and I'm happy with Alshon being my wide receiver too. I think he has upside. Maybe he'll someday have a whole season with Wentz. So yeah, he's only 28, 29. He's still pretty young. I'll take it.
Hey, yeah. Tudrink, what's the poll result on that one?
So this side, we got 67% on the Andrew Luck side. I loved this one when I saw all the different players involved, just because I know where some of you guys stand on some of them, and I started laughing when I saw it. So thanks to at Midwest Fantasy F. Awesome. There was a bunch out there, but I was like, oh, this one's definitely going in the show.
And they've got one more also that I think is a pretty interesting one, especially for a young ascending asset. So Juju or Sam Darnold, Anthony Miller, the 1.07 and 2.05. We'll start with Swags on this one.
I'm going to take the Darnold side on this, and I'm just going to simply say I know what it's like to need a quarterback in a super flex league, and I'm guessing that if you're selling Juju, you are currently in that position, and you get Anthony Miller, you get some picks, those picks will go up in value. I mean, I'm kind of going against my Andrew Luck side on the last one here, but I want Darnold and
that's
the Miller
enough.
Side.
You're not going to go after a different quarterback or a different level. Like if I got to give some of the picks away. Yeah. Can I,
this might be where my deal's at. I mean, I don't know what's happened with this trade talk or whatnot, but Sam Darnold finished pretty strong. I think that team's going to continue to put some weapons around him.
They got a lot of money to spend. So I hear you. Oof.
What do you think too, Drink?
I totally get where Swags is coming from. I would want to approach with a different quarterback, even if I had to move some of those other pieces. I'm going to keep Juju on perceived value alone, and now with AB and the management deciding that they will trade him is basically how that came across. Those targets are vacated. Do we see Juju get a bump of his, what, 160 plus targets he had? Like, Jesus. Give me a little bit more there, and I think his value will go up more than these other guys, even in this offseason.
Yep. Data?
Man, I love me some Juju. Mm-hmm. But it's a super flex league. I'm going to take the Darnold side, and then I'm going to try to trade Anthony Miller, that 1.7 and 2.5, for a better receiver. than Anthony Miller, who, you know, Anthony Miller would be okay, but yeah, I'll take the Darnold side at the Super Bowl.
Shane's editing our notes.
I'm sorry. I hate that little red that comes up. I'm like, I got to fix that. Give me the Darnell side, man. And like I said, I'm going to try to flip Anthony Miller in the 1-7 and the 2-5. See if I can get a, you know, obviously not a Juju level type receiver. I mean, if I could, great. But maybe a tier below him.
So who do you want to go get with that? Anthony Miller in 107 and 205. Like, who are you chasing right there?
I see. Who's below?
Like a Thielen?
Juju.
No, yeah, he wanted to get his team better, though.
I don't know if that would get you Thielen, but I'd sure as shit try.
Corey Davis.
Definitely.
You'll definitely get Corey Davis.
Yeah, you'll get Corey Davis for that, and I'd be ecstatic with that. I know everyone's, you know, low on Corey Davis, but I'm still high on him.
I would have done the Thielen deal. I would have shipped Thielen off to you.
Yeah, I'd be happy with either of those.
Would you do Diggs? Yeah. Diggs or Thielen, Shane?
Diggs.
Yes.
Good man.
So would you do that trade for Diggs? Anthony Miller, the 107 and the 205. I'll give you Diggs.
Deal. So now I got Darnold and Diggs. I'm liking my team. It was a good trade.
I think could find a potential buyer that likes Anthony Miller that much, though.
Yeah. Anthony Miller is definitely in there.
What the poll say there? Two drink?
Juju by 70%. But I like the Darnold Diggs. I think I could get on board there.
No, you know, we're presupposing that someone
I don't like Darnold.
That next trade with us.
Right.
And if they don't, then my whole setup for that trade.
Never trade to trade.
Whatever. Yeah.
Or always trade to trade.
Well, but don't trade for a guy you might get stuck with him, you know, I guess is what I meant by that.
Value is there. That's all.
Sorry. I mean, you still have, you know, several months till the draft, right? What month are we in?
It's only June.
You got 2 months until the draft. You got
time. All right. Next one on Twitter. I was upset at this trade. At John Martin on Twitter. 12 team, Devy, Superflex, tight end premium, 5 points for passing touchdowns. Derek Carr are the 111.
Steve, why are you upset with this?
I think Derek Carr is worth a lot more than the 111.
Okay. I was just curious.
He's not. Yeah. Oh, wait. It's a Devy lead, though.
But it's Devy, too. Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's so Derek Carr, and it's not close.
Who knows how deep that Devy goes? I'm going to assume it's a deep one just because they have
every other team. Even if it's only one, it doesn't matter.
No, Derek Carr is not he's a replacement level quarterback.
So a 211 you'll trade for Derek? You want the 211? I'm going to get Derek Carr from you.
111.
But that's not, I mean, it's a Devy depleted. That's basically the 211 because many more guys are moved out.
Yeah.
And that's only at one round. You put it at deep, like 3-4 rounds.
I'm going to assume that there's at least 60 Devy players rostered in this league, and then I'll hold on to Derek Carr.
Okay. So you're on the Carr side. Thank God. Flags.
Yeah, I'm on the Carr side.
Thank you. Two drink.
Everybody should be on Carr's side. And
Carr's going to be kicking it around. Carr's going to be kicking it around longer than we think, whether we like it or not.
You guys need to pay attention when you're voting on these.
You know what? He wasn't that bad last year.
He's got no one around him.
Good.
It's garbage.
Yeah, well, there's also that, though. But what has John Gruden done anything that makes you think that offense is going to improve?
No, I get
not
that.
Yet. No,
it can't get worse, and I got tons of picks to F it up with.
Well, you know, just remember, though, Kevin White, Breshad Perryman were first-round draft picks, NFL draft picks. So,
well, he can get one wrong and get one of the other two right that he's got.
I'm just saying,
he's got a couple shots.
He, knowing this genius, he's going to draft a wide receiver and then draft a linebacker defensive end.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, hey, you already had those.
and really good ones, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kudrink, I'm not sure if everyone heard, what was the poll right now?
Rookie pick 111 won 54%. We had over 500 votes on this. He did a great job of, like, he didn't hide it. Dynasty 12 team, Devy Superflex, like, it's all there. You guys are wrong. It's Derek Carr. Even if you don't like him, it's Derek Carr.
Yeah, the rookie pick there, it's like you said, it's going to be depleted from potential players because the Devy. Like, it's just,
I think he's worth more than a 111 and a non-Devy.
This is Steve's mad voice, Shane, just so you know.
Oh, God.
It's scary.
What happens when Swags, like, tries to talk down Andrew Luck or something like that? This is the voice.
Well, that should come out.
It's been building.
This was suppressed. Honestly, one I saw it, pissed off at. Next one from at Ralph underscore 2030. 12 team full PPR league. Kerryon Johnson and the 1.03 or Tyreek. We'll start with Data on this one.
I'm a big fan of that Kerryon fellow.
Mm.
So I'll take Kerryon in the 1.3.
Okay.
Are you getting a wide receiver at 1.3? Is that what you're pulling there? So you got Kerryon and a wide receiver against Tyreek Hill, or
maybe. I mean, I might go David Montgomery if he lands with the Eagles or, you know, another team that's really in need and has a good offense like that. But we'll see.
Okay.
Or shit, I might trade it later. Who knows?
You could. Yeah. Swags.
I mean, when I first saw this trade, I thought I was going to be all alone again with the Kerryon and 103 side. But yeah, I'm taking that side as well. I like Tyreek, though, and he's still a young, very productive wide receiver. Was 24?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really young. But yeah, I'm going to take that Kerryon side.
Okay. Two drink.
Tyreek Hill. And
yes.
And I feel funny that the other two guys took Kerryon. And I like Kerryon. Not as much as those two guys, obviously. But yeah, Tyreek Hill, and it's easy.
Yes, agreed. Tyreek Hill, fairly easy for me. I like Kerryon as a player. I think 103's got some decent value, but Tyreek, I think, is going to end up being a top six wide receiver for the next 5-6 years, just with Mahomes still there and the other pieces in the offense. I think he is still an elite fantasy receiving option.
I don't think we ever see Kerryon surpass Tyreek in the rankings ever.
I mean, but rankings or production?
Value of in Superflex. Never is Kerryon past Tyreek.
I will put it on the board that in a fairly standard league, Kerryon will put up more flex points in your flex spot. He will be a safer play
to everybody else. I get his floors there for sure. Tyreek will have a couple games. Like, what do you have? Like 4 games where he scored 8 points or less.
Yep,
that's not the situation I'm talking about.
But Kerryon's value can go up.
I did not say it couldn't go up. I'm saying it will never surpass where Tyreek Hill is at in the life of both of their guys in the career.
I want production on my team over value, and I'm not saying Tyreek hasn't put it up, but I mean, I don't want to just like scrap the potential of production because of a player's value today. What if we hit on that 103? You know.
Sure. I mean, yeah, both sides have inherent risk. I'm just saying value-wise. I'm not saying production at all. If we're treating them like stocks in Dynasty, like you always preach to me.
Sure, sure.
My Tyreek Hill is worth more. To me, obviously.
Yeah, I agree. It has that value. I can't argue that. But
and it's fun to have Tyreek Hill on my team. You can keep your homework, KJ. I get it. It's cool.
All right, last one from
Tyreek Hill side one, by the way.
What was the number?
56%. So close. It wasn't a blowout. So okay. Only 44% of people were wrong.
This next one's kind of tough.
Next one from at the Bauer Club. I'm guessing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I'm guessing he's a wrestling fan, which I like.
He's had quite a few on here. Good, a lot of good polls this guy puts out.
This is a good one for sure. 12 team Superflex full PPR. Joe Mixon and Calvin Ridley, or Amari Cooper and Kerryon Johnson.
Woo.
A lot of nice pieces here. We'll start with Steve. Two drink. Nope. Okay, I'll go first. That's
you're
fine.
Too slow.
I'll take the Amari side. I actually really like Cooper. What they did in Dallas with him, I think they finally got rid of Terrence Williams. They will finally add a second piece outside, whether it be Gallup or another outside receiver. To really start taking the load off as well. Having Zeke there is really nice. Again, give some single coverage to Amari. And as much as I downplay Kerryon's value, I think he still is a damn good player. And is worth it here. If I'm matching it up in terms of like stud for stud, I think he's got more value than Calvin Ridley with Amari and Mixon almost canceling each other out. So I'll take the Amari side. Swags.
I want that Mixon side, Mixon Ridley. I'm happy with that.
Yes.
We knew that was going to happen. Two drink.
I'm not sure it's a good thing, but I'm going to agree with Steve again here. So I'll take Amari and Kerryon.
We've been agreeing a lot tonight, two drink.
It's weird. I don't know if that's a good thing, dude.
That's all I'm not you sure guys either. Do.
Just beat up on swags.
As long as we're against swags, that's true. We're
beat
cool.
up on swags. That's the goal tonight. Shane.
I have Mixon like at 8. like in my rankings, probably if I imagined how I would have it today, I've been taking him anywhere from 8 to 12 in startups and mocks. I'm really happy with that. I think he's the best player in the trade by at least 5 to 10 picks on Amari Cooper being the next one.
Whoa, that's a bunch of picks.
Wow.
Yep.
You're taking the Amari side?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty big on Amari.
I like Amari, don't get me wrong. I really do.
I think Amari is light years ahead of Calvin Ridley, and then Kerryon is close enough to Mixon where I'm comfortable with that trade. Ooh. I'm not saying he's as good, obviously, but he's close enough in shouting distance where I can live with the step down there for the step up I'm seeing from Ridley to Amari. Right.
Any hesitation in Dallas on was it Zeke with 87 receptions? No, 77. This is the most that anybody's ever had under Dak. Like, how many? Where do we see Amari going next year? I'm all aboard the Cooper train too. I just wonder if the sheer amount of numbers will be there. Obviously, more than it was in Oakland, so it's a bump up there. But if we're gonna start, you know, kind of creeping Amari back in, or maybe we never let him go, but creeping back in there with those upper echelon wide receivers, are those numbers gonna be there?
It should be. I mean, he pretty much locked on to him last year.
Yeah.
Once he got there. Yes, Zeke still had a ton of targets. But even if you add another wide receiver to the mix, I think he'll be fine. Just the fact that he's getting the consistent targets is all we were looking for. And that's what he seemed to be getting there. You know, get him 9 targets a game, and I think they'll do that. Dak and him seem to have a really good connection. So,
and he seems to do really well if you get him 9 targets a game. It's a weird thing that happens, but like he actually produces. I don't know why I couldn't figure it out.
The more you throw to wide receivers, the better they typically do. The good ones.
Especially when they're good. Yeah. Strategy.
Weird. Very, very weird.
Amari and Kerryon side 164%. So again, Swags, just like the pick on you some.
I'm just happy to have Mixon, man. He's happy with Mixon.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I got my guy. You know, I like every player in that trade. I truly do. Like, those are guys I will target to go get. But I want that Mixon side. Yeah, I'm going to get the guy that I think is the best player in the trade, and I'm high on Ridley. Shane, I like Ridley over DJ Moore. And
that's wrong.
Yeah, so now you know. Super flexible show. Shane, where can we find you? All the places.
Yes. Well, let's see. You know, I do the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast. You find me on the Twitter, like we said earlier. At @DFF_Shane. Also, I'm usually handling the Dynasty Trades HQ handle. Writing for Fantasy Pros. I think that's it. Yeah, I'm not really doing much.
No, just 7 podcasts a week, and you know, editing every article that goes up on DFF.
Do a lot of editing, but luckily we got some newer editors that are kind of crushing it right now. So nice. I'm loving that. Awesome. Good job, you guys. I'm not going to say your names because you haven't earned that yet. But
you're doing that. I love you, Sam.
Swags, where can the folks find you on Twitter, man?
I am @DFF_Swag.
To drink.
@FO2DrinkMinimum and @SuperflexPod.
Awesome. I am @TheRealHolupka and @SuperflexTrades, and we are out.
That's not even the right one.
That's not the right one.
We're not doing GT bets again, are we? Is that what that was?
Hey, Shane.
Scout and Ted.
Yeah.
Shane, LaCron Treadwell, is he dead yet?
He's been dead and gone.
Is Derrick Henry a good Valentine?
Nah, terrible.
Too bad. I can't believe we only had 4 picks on this show.
4? I'll be better next 4? Time.
Whoops.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times written down. And I probably missed a couple.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes I slur them out. Trying to make it more easier.
To be honest, I wasn't really paying attention. I'm trying to get it straight.
No, I don't blame you. That's more important.
And he's really not that good with numbers.
Math is hard.
I've been doing bids all night, you know, since I got on here and just dropped off.
You win girly?
Yeah, I did. $66.
Nice, man. Goodbye. Good job.
You took Rex Burkhead. That's stupid.
Gross.
Dude, I'm going to take every running back that might play at any point.
I know. I was going to take Rex Burkhead there.
I thought
I got Don Kelly.
That's good.
And then accidentally Taysom Hill. I don't remember doing that. And then he took Wayne Gallman because we were just talking about it. What a jerk.
Yeah. Look, Saquon goes down. That's a running back two right there.